life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Eliana, welcome to the pod and welcome back to campus. How do you feel?
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. I'm ready to go.
Fine. So, fun fact, you're our only guest that's returning from last year. So we have a little more information on you from the last podcast, but for the people that are just now joining us this year, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Eliana. I'm from Fairfield, Ohio. I have a little brother. I have an older sister. I'm a broadcasting, digital media, and journalism major, and I don't really know what I'm going to do with that yet. Still, sophomores, that's okay if you still don't know what you're going to do.
Yes. How do you feel starting off this year? Because I know last year, coming in as a freshman, you felt good, but you were a little overwhelmed. So how does that differ, stay the same this year?
I think I came back expecting some things to stay the same and some things to be different. And I was kind of surprised what actually stayed the same and what actually changed. I feel like my friend groups have kind of shuffled like a deck of cards. So friends that I was major friends with are now living with me. People I was living with are now like once in a while friends that I don't see at all. So I think it's like just really interesting that now I'm seeing kind of the cast of characters from season one of Eliana interacting with the cast of characters from the other side of season one of Eliana, you know? So I think that's just kind of like a fun environment to have.
Yeah.
But it's also just really confusing because like getting used to classes again and getting used to like new professors is always like hard.
Yeah. And I saw in your journal entry that classes have been a little quirky this year because 24 hours before classes were supposed to start, your schedule changed not once, but twice. Elaborate. Explain.
So I was on the wait list for some classes, and they basically said, you've been on the wait list too long. Get out of here. What you have is what you're sticking with. They were very nice about it. But I think it was hard because there were certain classes that I was taking at the same time on purpose. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of throws off my schedule if I don't have them at the same time.
Yeah.
And then after I went into my advisor meeting and said, okay, I need to re-register for some other things, then I got emailed about a different class that I was off the wait list for. So then I had to change my schedule again to fit that in because I did originally want that in there. So
yeah.
I had to rearrange my schedule twice. So that was super crazy. And my schedule honestly has not gotten any better because I can't ever remember where I'm going. In fact, I have an example from today. I was walking to class and I ran into my friend and he asked me, what class are you going to? And I said, oh, digital film production, which is the same professor and the same classroom as the class I was actually going to today, which is writing for digital media.
We love that.
Yeah. So I walk into class and I know what classroom I'm going to, but sometimes I don't even know what class that is.
We love that. We love to see it. Speaking of classes and courses, you are a broadcast major. And you had mentioned in your journal entry that coursework is very heavy and project heavy. So what are you up to right now with all of that? And what are you looking forward to? What are you not so much looking forward to with that? Just spill beans.
Okay. I would say it's just very project heavy. And so every part of project making is like an exam and takes as much work as studying for one exam would be.
Yeah.
But I have three projects going on at the same time. So that's like I have the pre-production for something and then I'm actively filming something and I'm editing audio. And all of those things take 10, 15, 20, 25 hours. And so it's rough. And I have a lot of people go, your major is so different from mine. And I think that they think maybe it's not as serious, or like, oh, you're an art student, quote mm-hmm. unquote. But I think it's very technical, and I think it's very time consuming, and it's very difficult in a totally different way than nursing or engineering would be. And I think it's just not as mainstream, so people don't understand the workload as much.
Yeah. How would you explain your major to somebody who has no knowledge of the broadcast major?
It's very people heavy, and so you're managing people, you're working with people a lot. No one can make a short film or record an audio drama or a podcast with only one person. You can't be running all the technicals, being the talent that's actually on camera or on air, and edit it all. So I would say it emphasizes a lot of collaboration and a lot mm-hmm. of creativity. And I think even though it might like seem easier, there's a lot of strengths that it takes that I don't think everyone does have. And that's okay, because obviously the world takes all kinds of people. And if God made all of us the same, it would be super boring. And
Amen.
Also not really like showcasing his design for the world, right?
Yeah.
So I think like there's a lot of calling attention to yourself in public that I think people don't really expect. Like, I have to walk around with a tripod and a camera, and I'm filming out and about, and there are people walking in the shot, and I kind of have to assert myself and say, hey, we're filming here, can you please walk around?
Yeah.
And I know that that's some people's worst nightmare, but also my worst nightmare is looking at the endless equations on a whiteboard, trying to figure out, where did I misplace the X?
Yeah, that's valid. And then with that heavy course load and stuff, it can be very stressful. So how do you kind of de-stress from the heavy project loads and just all the academics?
I think my roommate has been a huge blessing in this. She is super sweet, super supportive, and I can just come home at the end of the day, and she doesn't require me to be super high energy or super low energy. She meets me where I'm at, and I think she is such an example of godly love.
Yeah.
And so just being able to come back to my room and not dread coming back, and knowing that whatever happened today, I can leave it at the doorstep and pick it up tomorrow morning. Tonight, I'm just going to sit here. We're going to, I don't know, maybe watch an Amish romance movie and make fun of it, or talk about why the gummy bear colors don't match the gummy bear flavors.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, we really just discuss anything deep and anything shallow and everything in between.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing.
No, that's amazing. And I know, like, in your journal, then you had talked about how whenever you have a long day, then you find yourself either in the studio editing audio or doing something broadcasty, or you're in conversations about faith, feelings, and my favorite, personally, French fry shapes. I would love to be a fly on the wall for the French fry shape conversation. But no, that's amazing. So you do live in Printy. Do you feel like Printy culture is really worth being in Printy, or do you think it adds to your Cedarville experience being in Printy?
I think it definitely adds to my experience. I am the type who really loves being like big sister to all mm-hmm. and like helping people get to know other people or getting to know like the campus. And so because there are so many freshmen in Printy, I really love being able to work with them and get to know them and help them out with anything that I was struggling with last year.
Yeah. With the Printy community, then you had put in your journal that God intentionally put people into your life to not only help you, but to be helped by you. That is just so amazing. And I really feel like that just, it's a testament to your heart, and just, it's beautiful to see. What are you most looking forward to this year, going in as a sophomore, 1 year under the belt? Like, what is your, if I accomplish this by the end of this year, I'm like, over the moon excited.
Well, you know, freshman year, I wanted to paint the rock. I didn't get to paint the rock. So if I could do that, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think aside from that, like a little bit more seriously, there are some relationships last year that I wish that I had devoted more time to.
Yeah.
And I think, especially with everything getting shuffled around, I'm more able to pour into those relationships and see what those people have for me and what I have for them. So I'm really excited to just like continue into year two. Some of my friends have graduated. Some of my friends I don't know yet because they're freshmen maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm just really excited because I still have practically 3 years ahead of me.
Yeah. That's amazing. And then I'm going to actually jump back a little bit. How do you think that this year has stayed the same from last year? And how do you think it has changed from last year?
I would say a lot of my professors are people that I had classes with last year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my classmates are similar. And so it's just nice to have a certain grounding element. My roommate is new this year.
Yeah.
She's super great, though. So that's a definite positive change.
Yeah.
I think I'm approaching this year very differently than I was last year. I came off of a summer of kind of a lot of unexpected things going on. I was working at a daycare with little kids. They're super cute, but they're also super patience trying.
Yeah.
And so I think I learned a lot about professionalism and patience, and I just grew in a lot of ways that I can approach my time management, my relationship with others here, my relationship with my professors. I can approach mm-hmm. that all a little bit more mature. I think I've grown a lot. But I think the important things that stay the same are just knowing that I have kind of, this is going to sound a little cheesy, but I don't care.
We love cheese.
I've built my life on a foundation that I know is never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. And I know that, like, no matter how many times my schedule changes or how many classes I think I'm going to, and then I end up going to a different class, I know that in the hecticness of it all, that I have people that I can rely on, I have God that I can rely on, and that certain things about me are never going to change.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then last question before we wrap it up. What's your favorite thing that you've done this year at Cedarville so far?
I think that my favorite thing just started today, which is Brosis Assassin's Game, which is really fun because you have to tag people with spoons. And in order to not get out and get tagged with a spoon, you have to read out Lamentations aloud, like loud enough for everyone around you to hear it. I don't know if that's like shouting or not, but no one's caught me yet, so I don't have to worry about that yet. Or you have to hold a plank position, which is also very hard. I don't know how long I can hold a plank position, but I feel like
you're fine. Yeah. Well, it has been great catching up with you. We will see you in 2 weeks. And we will get another update from you. Rock on.
Rock on.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com. where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Noel Stodden.